program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And sometimes we have Meg in the studio with us, but not tonight. She's still stuck down in Florida after this ordeal that she went through on Monday night with the TSA harassing her and intimidating her after refusing to go through the backscatter machine and be heavily X-rayed in order to reveal her naked body to all of the lecherous TSA agents that might happen to be watching the scanning machines. She, instead of going through that, went into the security, the secondary screening area where she was intimidated and surrounded and said she was handcuffed. And then let's see, there was a lot that went on, like by there were a dozen officers around, and that she was unable to, you know, wipe her eyes because she was handcuffed, unable to, you know, get to her face, basically. What are some of the other things, Mark? I'm drawing a blank here.
I got nothing.
Well, anyway, so they intimidated her, and she was crying, and it was a mess. And afterwards, she called us and told us the story. The story broke big nationwide. It's still breaking, with her scheduled to be on multiple news programs tomorrow morning and afternoon across the country, national news, including Fox. They're working on getting her on CBS, I think, at this point, and also radio programs as well. And now she's back with us. Meg, calling us from the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, currently parked in Tallahassee, Florida, there with the Liberty on Tour guys, Adam and Pete. Are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, good to have you back on the show. Of course, the big news, in the update, at least in your case, is that the TSA has taken their position, and they're doing their best to make you look like you are a bad person, Meg. They are suggesting that you were not telling the truth about what was going on when you were talking to us this week, and they've released video footage that doesn't really answer any questions, but brings up more questions regarding what you had said happened versus what you can see happening in the footage, which in many cases isn't a whole lot. In one of the clips, the camera is very far away from what is actually going on. You're almost completely obscured in that particular clip.
Yeah, and there's no audio in either, and so on and so forth, yeah.
So there are
also, I'd say, very important is this, there's no time stamp.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the TSA, I guess the steel jaws of our security apparatus here in the country cannot get clear video, can't get video of what's going on in there, so that we the people who supposedly run this government can take a view of what they're doing. They don't even have time stamp materials. Maybe they do have time stamps and they chose not to show them because
they would have had to have cropped it out, because usually that time stamp is actually physically imprinted on the video frame.
Yeah, so this is disturbing stuff. And I guess the first question I have for you, Meg, is I watched these videos exhaustively today to try to figure out what was going on in them, and it was very difficult to figure out what was going on. Have you seen them?
Well, obviously, with everything that's been going on, it's been difficult for me to sit down and just watch through them. But from what I have seen, just the angles and, what little parts of it I caught, I mean, first of all, I find it very sad that they wouldn't release all the footage. And if that is all the footage that they have, then I find it really concerning that they would, have this blank spot that's not covered by cameras, that in an exact area where they're going to take people to do what I consider is molestation. Like, video footage of that is so incredibly important, which is why I, tried to reach for my camera, because I wanted to capture footage of it. And that's when they freaked out on me. But there's this whole area, you can tell by the camera angle, that it's the secondary screening where they take people to touch them, and if that's all the footage they have of me, that area is not covered.
Is that the area? There's two clips, and you can see these over at We Won't Fly. I believe WeWon'tFly.com put them up on their website. It's also over on some TSA blog somewhere if you want to see them there. But is that the area, the secondary screening area, is the area off to the right of the footage where you're sitting down in the chair, and pretty much all you can see is you sitting in the chair?
Yeah, there's like a roped-off area, and there's more than one chair in that area. and everything, and that's the secondary screening area, but most of it is not caught on that camera angle,
yep, that's
which
true.
Means that they are taking people to an area that, you know, if that is all the footage they have of me, that area is not covered by a camera, which means that, you know, nobody is capturing footage of what these people are doing to people, and that's absolutely insane to me.
Yeah, yep, you're right. That's pretty disturbing. So it's also interesting that in the second footage, which is very far away, it's the camera is several feet away
it's
from the action.
Nearly impossible.
They basically take you over behind a filing cabinet, what looks to be like a filing cabinet of some sort of metal thing. And
like one of those machines that they do the swab and whatnot. And
I see.
There was some office stuff surrounding me. And that was basically the end of the whole ordeal when they were, you know, filling out the reports and talking to me and trying to figure out who was going to walk me out and which direction and where they were going to take my stuff. And, you know, that was the end of the ordeal. And so...
Well, what's missing? First of all, what are we missing? Because the TSA would like us to believe this is it. That, you know, Meg came on Free Talk Live on Monday night and said this took an hour. Now, certainly when you're under stress, and you were just out of this when you called us on Monday night, when you're stressed.
I called you probably 30 minutes after it happened. And, you know, I told him that I was frazzled. I said, you know, I had just been absolutely traumatized by these people. And so I wasn't as clear and precise with my explanations as I'd like to be. You know, it was all just trying to recapture in my head what had just happened to me. So I can understand if, you know, if I misspoke or if something I said was taken out of context.
So to that end, that's one of the reasons why I want to have you on and get some of this stuff clarified. Certainly a lot of these questions may come up later in the mainstream media, but...
This is one of the things is that, you know, I think you need to realize that people are going to ask you some really tough questions here in your newfound celebrity, let's start it here.
Right. So what is missing? How much is missing? Because, you know, the original game was an hour, but it might have felt like an hour. Maybe you didn't actually time it. The video footage clocks out to about 25 minutes worth. So what's missing and how much of it is?
Well, yeah, as you can see, like, at the very end of the first video, you know, there's no police, but when they first, like, walked me up and whatnot, that's when the police first arrived, and then you don't see any portion of me with the cops at all.
Wait, I'm sorry. In which video did the police arrive?
At the very, very end of the first video, like, you haven't even seen the police enter because, like I said, these camera angles just don't capture everything. So it's at that point that I get up and walk out of just that seat, and they take me to the other side where that camera angle, you know, doesn't catch anything, and there's nothing there, you know?
What's missing? Because they take you out of the initial screening area. You end up in another area with these bureaucrats surrounding you.
It's actually the exact same area. It's just on the other side.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So basically, do you think these videos encompass the whole time frame that you were dealing with these people from walking in to being escorted out? Because I believe I saw you walk in. I believe I saw you escorted out of the, you know, the area. And
so it appears to be the beginning to the end of that.
It looks to me like the beginning to the end at about 25 minutes. Which I can see why that might appear to be an hour to you when you're there. I totally get that, and I'm not trying to cook your feet on this one too hard. I'm just trying to figure out, is there missing footage?
Like I said, I haven't seen all of it yet.
You need to look at it.
there's absolutely no way that it could have captured part of what happened because there's both of those angles don't cover that area.
Well, yeah, I agree that these are
missing footage.
I agree that it's impossible to see what's going on, but I'm not asking if there's missing footage as far as
detail, but
detail.
Time.
I'm talking about in the time frame. Are we seeing the whole encounter, even if we're seeing it poorly? Are we seeing the time frame of the whole encounter?
From what I can tell, no.
Okay.
But like I said, I haven't seen the whole thing, but I have seen the camera angles, and there is a portion of the security area that's missing from both.
A big question is going to be, what about the handcuffs? It wasn't clear in any of the footage where or when the handcuffs would have been put on you the first time. We'll come back with that here in a moment. If you can stick with us, more with Meg. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control and bring up what you want.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
It's the number one concern of my clients, losing weight and then maintaining a healthy weight. So many people need help with this issue, and the road to successful weight loss is filled with misinformation. What you may not know is that artificial sweeteners, which many people turn to in their quest to lose weight, do decrease the amount of sugar in a product, but at the same time, these sweeteners like aspartame, Splenda, saccharin, and sucralose may actually make you want to eat more. A diet rich in protein and B vitamins helps you feel full longer and satisfies your appetite. A great source of protein is the wonderful acai berry. Genesis Today has created a great tasting juice that contains the powerful acai berry with added B vitamins that will help you get daily protein and vitamins. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice from Genesis Today in the morning to help you feel energized and maintain that youthful figure every single day.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and experience the features there completely free. We've got archives. So if you have missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. Now with added features. You can see what I mean. The archive section looks a little bit different now. Go and take a look at freetalklive.com. The last week's worth are on the front page. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you back to late 2006. All of it free. Brought to you by HostGator.
Hostgator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. If you use that portal that we've created for you, hostgator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. hostgator.freetalklive.com.
We're back with Meg McLean, who's made nationwide splash in the news this week after the Drudge Report posted an interview that she did with us on Monday night after being harassed by the TSA. The TSA has now released video footage from the security checkpoint in question, and we've got Meg back with us to talk about and clarify perhaps some of the things that are now in question regarding the original story, and there are blogs now. Jalopnik.com, blogging libertarian radio host lied about TSA harassment, attempting to pick apart some of the things that you said on Monday night, Meg, and show what they their interpretation is of what actually transpired. Now, you say that you have not actually had a chance to review the full footage of you know what the TSA has posted, but in essence, you've got one camera view of the main portion of the screening area, and then there's another view of a different portion of that same area. The cameras, you know, the footage starts before you enter into the main screening area, and then you leave that main portion of that area, and then in the other footage, it's you entering into that other portion of the area, and then at the end, you exiting the security screening area. And you're saying that you believe there's still something missing when it looks in the footage like they're walking you from one place to another.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, there's no time stamps on either one of these, and so it's very... You know, it's suspicious to me why they, you know, would take 4 days to come out with, and there's cameras all over the place, so they couldn't find any better angle than, you know, very far away and distant, and these angles that are cut off half of, you know, the security area that I was in. It just seems all very suspicious to me.
So you just to clarify here, you when they took you, you were sitting down in this chair for a long time, for about 15 minutes. You're sitting down in this chair. There are several TSA agents that appear to be interacting with you, or at least standing around. Where did they take you after you got up out of that chair?
After I got up out of that chair, I just moved directly. Like, they took me around. There's like a roped area, and that roped area has another chair in it, so they just moved me around to the other chair.
So at what?
And that one is conveniently off screen, you know?
So you're saying there's another chair that you are being put in. So in the second video, where it's taken from a very far distance, you are walked over to this area where there's this machine. You said it was like one of their testing machines of some sort. And it looks as though you're standing the entire time that you're in this video, and the bureaucrats are milling about and standing around watching you. So you're saying that's after you sat down in a second chair that there's no footage of?
Yeah, and I have no idea why there is no footage of that. And it's either they decided not to release that, or they don't have a camera set up there, which is very disturbing.
At what point did the handcuffs get put on you? Because throughout the first video...
That was in the second chair.
The second chair, which there is no footage. Now,
the cuffs don't arrive until I get put into that second chair. I mean, you can see in the first video, there's no cops. In the second one, suddenly there's an officer
there are cops.
With me.
Well, you don't know. I mean, from the footage, you never know if the cops were around elsewhere outside the frame. And of course, a lot of people are going to say, well, they didn't see 12 cops and 7 TSA agents, but I see cops moving in and out, and they change out, and there's different people coming in.
I felt that was nitpicky, how many agents there were, because you just can't tell.
Yeah.
And
at what point did they tear the ticket up? Was that also in the second chair?
That was. You can see in the first video, the lady holding the ticket. And then at the end, you know, there's no ticket at all.
So at what point were you taken out of the handcuffs?
That only lasted a few minutes. I mean, I reached for my bag to get my camera, and that's when all that happened. Mm-hmm. And so that was a few minutes of just, like, until they could get my stuff away from me and whatnot, so that I knew that I was theirs, I guess.
So basically, let me see. I've made some notes to make sure that we don't miss anything here. Oh, here's a big one. The claim was originally on Monday night that you were the only person who was picked out for the backscatter machine. And clearly the video indicates that by there are several people that are being put through the backscatter machine.
Yeah, I think that might have just been, like, in my hysteria, because when I was chosen, as far as I could see, that there was nobody else around me who was chosen. And then when I was sent into that secondary screening, nobody was brought into that secondary screening. And that's what I was trying to convey. And I think I may have misspoken on that one. But
so that you were the only person being secondarily screened. Everybody else was going through the backscatter machine. And
it wasn't that I was the only person chosen for whatever. It was that area was restricted just to me. Nobody was ever brought over there.
Got it. So there was no other secondary screenings that went on, but other people were going through the backscatter machine. And again, I can understand you're in your own zone. You're focusing on what these bureaucrats are doing to you at that time. That makes sense.
Yeah, and I, you know, at that point I was hysterical. I can understand it, you know, in the moment I saw, you know, something else that actually happened than what actually happened or whatever. You know, it's just, it's all misleading from the real issue, which is the fact that, you know, no matter what happened, you can see on there that that was way over the top response to just some question. I mean, it doesn't matter how far they went. The fact that they did anything at all to some questions, and then that I got walked out of the airport and missed my flight, and, you know, I've gone through all of this just over questions. That's just absolutely insane.
Yeah, you're of course you're absolutely right about that.
Right, you know, certainly no level of the level of response that they had over you just wanting to know what was going to happen and decide whether or not you were going to participate in that. That's beyond the pale. But once the claims are made, people are going to have questions about the claims, and if they have questions, then the video's released. They don't feel like they've seen what's going to happen. So you haven't watched this video all the way through, and you're saying that you don't think that the point where you were in handcuffs is actually shown on the video. Is that the claim?
I don't believe so, because from both camera angles that spot isn't shown.
Yep. So there's an interim spot. So according to what I've heard so far, there's an interim point that the TSA completely cut out. You say there's cameras all over the place, so maybe they actually
I would assume there was cameras all over the place. You know, this is the TSA we're talking about.
Yeah, maybe not then.
So you don't know that. If they don't, then that's an issue.
Right. So you weren't certain then whether or not there were cameras recording you in the area that you were being held in between the two videos. The TSA has attempted to make this look like by A, not posting videos with a time code on them, and B, just posting two videos where in one you are leaving one frame at the end of one video, and then in the beginning of another video you're entering the frame. So to make it look as though this is just contiguous. She's leaving one area into another, but you're saying they actually took you into another chair wherein, and we're in a break. More coming up here. Meg, you can stick around, right?
Yeah.
Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. Call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great and will help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there that you will find completely free. We've got different things for you, including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. Our cam is built into the same page as our chat room, as a matter of fact. So go over to cam.freetalklive.com. Do all that free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
And the cam's brought to you by MemoryDealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. I've gone there. I've looked at this website. In fact, there are rates up to 99% off of optical transceivers. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's MemoryDealers.com.
All right, we're back with Meg McLean. She is the young lady who appears on this show from time to time and also is a great liberty activist up here in New Hampshire, moved here as part of the Free State Project a few years back, does a lot of great video work. You can visit her website, libertyflare.com, and buy some Liberty Flare, which, Meg, why don't you pitch real quick, what is Liberty Flare?
Liberty Flare is a company I started. It's just one-inch buttons that have liberty-oriented messages, liberty-oriented groups, stuff like that on them, so that people can, you know, wear these things on their clothes, their bags, whatever, and share the message of liberty through, you know, easy one-inch little messages. And also use it as a fundraiser for the various groups, liberty groups that sponsor the other designs, you know, for, like, we have so many different groups on there now, I can't even name any of them, but yeah, I give the proceeds, half the proceeds, to those groups so they can, you know, people can buy things and feel like they're funding Liberty as well.
So libertyflare.com is where people can go to take a look at that. By the way, I want to apologize to our listeners. We ran hard into that break a few moments ago, and there was some technical difficulties that that made that happen. So we might have missed the very last moment of what it was that we were discussing. And we've been talking about these the video footage the TSA has come out with, which suspiciously is missing a time code. Now, it's
really suspiciously. And you know, it's disgusting.
Entirely it's believable that the government is this incompetent that they would, you know, purchase a, you know, multi-million-dollar or whatever video system and it not have the time code, or they them not turn it on. Or it's also believable that the government would have a time code, but they would use a cropping method, because you can take a piece of video that is however many hundreds of lines and then use a zoom function essentially to zoom in just a little bit. If the time code's at the very bottom, you can zoom in. It'll still look like a full frame of video footage, but completely cut out the relevant information that you're looking
for. They're stupid or lying. And we, during the break, just to sort of you know, check through this, because I want to be certain what's going on. I know Meg's going to get be on the hot seat tomorrow. And you know, we looked at this, and Meg, you said you claimed that between the two videos there were there was a situation where you had were taken to another chair, and it appears as though there's a guy in a light blue to white shirt, just a regular fellow with some khaki pants, that's following directly behind you in the first video, and then it, you know, you walk out of the frame in the first video, in the second video you walk into the frame. One could conclude, since there isn't any time stamping on this, they don't have the same technological advances that Circle K offers, since they don't do that.
That was Sean's joke, by the way.
It was Sean's joke, and it was better when he did it. When in fact, this guy isn't following you. After the first video, he's following you out, then he's not following you. Now, it's possible with these two
he went a different direction.
Camera angles that you know, somehow or another he turned off, but I it's difficult for me to internalize and believe the story the TSA has here, because they say, well, Meg McLean claims that she was handcuffed to a chair. You never claimed that on our show, we'll let you
be the
judge.
So many, there's so many like media distortions now that I have no control over, and so I feel like this is just their attempt to, you know, push the main focus away from what the actual issue is. And so I don't want to waste my time, you know, trying to dispute all these things, because half of them, I don't even know what people have said that people are believing now. And so there's not any, you know, real, I don't know.
You need to be prepared for it.
At this point.
You need to be prepared for it, because they're going to, you know, people, you need to have some thing to say that essentially, look, this thing has taken on a life of its own. There are people out there who support my actions that have claimed things that, you know, I did not claim. There have been things that, you know, I sort of believed early on. I was still, you know, a little flustered from the event. But, you know, what you need to do is you need to be prepared for that, because they are going to hit you hard.
Oh, yeah.
When they get you on. You remember what they did with William Kostrick during the you know, when he was wearing the gun on his hip during the
and
Obama
William
thing.
Was kind enough to write to me and everything like that. So, I mean, to me, all of this is just trying to create a distraction from the issue. And, I have no control. Once I say what I experienced, yes, I could have, you know, said it wrong, because I was in my own world at that point. But, you know, what I experienced, I tried to convey as best as I could. Once people put it out there and make all these distortions, I have no control over, you know, how big this story gets and how, you know, off-the-wall claims people make. But I don't feel I should be responsible for, you know, coming up with an answer for every single one of those claims. All I can say is what happened to me, and I did not see the full story on those videos, and so, you know, I'm not going to sit here.
If the TSA wants to refute your, if the TSA wants to refute your claim, they can post the full video footage
with some timestamps,
multiple angles with a timestamp of what actually transpired. And I want that timestamp to be originally on the video, not added later on as some sort of a subtitle overlay. Like, yeah, here's the timestamp you asked for, and then make that crap up, too.
Anybody could put stick a timestamp on.
Somebody ain't telling
the credibility is lost.
Right. Somebody isn't telling the truth. And, you know, looking at the history of the government telling lies, I'm more likely to believe that it's the government that's telling the lies here.
And just the TSA alone. I mean, I've received so many, like, emails of support from people who have gone through the same thing, and they're all telling me these horror stories that they went through, and I read, you know, the TSA's claims on it, and they completely always dismiss it as, no, that didn't happen, you know. No, we don't squeeze people's breasts. It's like, no, these people are in tears on their flights home because they've been molested. And so how can you claim that you didn't squeeze their breasts when they're crying over it? I mean, they've been caught in life time and time again. They said that the body scanners weren't able to save the photos, and that was proven wrong.
That's true.
They said that at the very beginning, you couldn't see the genitals in the photos, and that was proven wrong. So time and time again, these people are liars. They're caught being liars, and they always dismiss it as, no, no, we're telling the truth. And so for this, I'm just not even going to waste my time because, I mean, obviously they've been caught lying before, and here I don't feel they're telling the whole truth. If they were telling the whole truth, they would release, you know, from when I walked in the airport to when I was taken out. And there are sections missing. There are no time stamps. I just don't feel that I have, you know, the energy or desire to fight them about, you know, their misconceptions or their...
Well, I think they're not going to fight you on your terms anyway. They're not going to give you a fair fight.
I think you said the media, like fighting the media.
The media is definitely going to ask questions.
I think the most powerful thing you can say, and I'd like to hear what you guys think about this, as far as Meg handling these questions that might come up tomorrow when she's doing major media interviews, I think one of the most powerful things you can say is what you just pointed out, and that is that, well, yeah, what about this, Megan? What about this? Well, they didn't show you everything, and here's how you can look. Here's how you can know that. There's no time codes. Isn't that suspicious? And don't forget, this is the same TSA that told you lies about X and Y and Z, the things you just mentioned about the
I'd have that written down.
Make notes and make notes about, you know, what you want to come back to, as you were talking about earlier, getting back on point, what the real issue is here. But you'll have to address the question before you get back on the point. And so, you know, make a note to bring that up. This is the same TSA that told you lie about whether they saved the pictures or not, or whether they could save the pictures or not. This is the same TSA that told you lies about the genitals. And what do you know? There's no time code on these video streams, and you can't hardly see anything that's going on in there
anyway. Are we expected to believe there's really no time code on these things? I mean, I'm dubious.
Meg, can you stick with us for a little bit more?
Sure.
All right, more with Meg McLean here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WINDBLUEPower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Question for Meg, you can do that too. 800-259-9231. It's certainly possible that we've missed something here in our follow-up interview with Meg McLean, who made a national splash this week for her ordeal that she went through on Monday night, being harassed by the TSA, ticket torn up, handcuffed for a little while in the detention area. TSA releases videos trying to disprove what Meg said, but suspiciously the videos are absent any kind of time code, which is one of the most basic functions of having a security camera system, which really calls into question the veracity of what they're offering. So we're here, we've got Meg on the line with us, and she's been very gracious in spending the entire hour with us here so far and handling what have been some, I think, pretty tough questions.
Yeah, as tough as we can make them.
And so... Mark, you had a suggestion for Meg as far as handling media interviews and, you know, tough questions that might be thrown out.
Yeah, in the last segment, you essentially said something to the effect of, look, if they're going to give me a whole bunch of trouble over this, then I don't need their media attention. And I would caution you in that area, because if you do the hang up thing, or you storm out or something like that, then you're going to, or you refuse to go on camera. All of these things are going to be interpreted as a person who's not telling the truth. And I think what you need to do is actually just watch these videos, just be as prepared as you possibly can, and be ready. Cause I think that that's really what it's going to be all about, in order to defend your position best, to get the message that you want to get across.
Notes, talking points,
practice, preparation. And that's what's going to make the difference. You can't go in half-step in here, because they will take your head off.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean that I wouldn't do the media. Just saying that I'm not going to waste much time trying to, defend my side of the story as truth, because, obviously they're liars. They've been proven as liars. There's discrepancies in this video, as you've obviously pointed out. As I've watched most of parts of them. I've seen chunks of it here and there. I'm going to watch through the whole thing, but I can already tell that, there's not one angle that captures that middle section, and so there's no way they could have shown that. And so, I'm not going to waste my time trying to focus on proving that I'm right, as opposed to talking about why I was in that position in the first place, because that's the real problem. I mean, it's not just this one instance that happened to me. It happens to people all the time.
Yeah, we talked earlier tonight about a rape victim who went through this process, and it was absolutely harrowing.
He actually contacted me.
Oh, really?
He wrote to me shortly. So
Celeste.
It might have been her.
It was this woman named Celeste. So
it started with a C, so it could have been her. I don't know. I've had so many people contact me.
I bet.
Oh, yes.
Another point of clarification.
I did have a rape victim who went through it contact me.
Meg, if I may, another point of clarification. And I tried to clarify this the first night I had you on. I thought it was clear to me, but apparently it wasn't clear to everybody. Did you have your breast twisted at any point, at any of your experiences being screened by the TSA at any airport?
At any airport, yes.
You did, okay.
But not this one.
not this one, not this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Nothing happened. Nobody touched me.
Because they never got to that point because you started asking
questions.
They didn't
have the opportunity, right?
Right, you started asking questions, and that's when they took you aside, put you in the chair, and started the process of lecturing you and harassing you.
Yeah.
Now, here's another one for you. The tissue issue. At one point in our original interview, you mentioned that because you were handcuffed, you couldn't reach your face and blot at it, for instance, because you were crying and your makeup is running.
There was, like, when I was first sitting down and, like, after about 10 minutes of that, that's when I started crying, and a TSA agent who wasn't, you know, affiliated with all the stuff going on with me, she was kind enough to come over, hand me some tissues, ask me, you know, what was wrong, if I was okay, stuff like that. But then later, you know, I obviously couldn't wipe my face. But you can see me when I walk into the other video, I've got the tissue in my hand because that was the one that she gave me.
Got it. So you actually were holding the tissue at the point they handcuffed you, and that it was at that time that you could not wipe your face.
Yeah.
Understood. And it's interesting the way the TSA defenders out there, because there's going to be three different groups of people. There are going to be the people that are already on your side. They get it. The TSA is bad.
Your story could be full of holes, and those people are going to believe whatever you say.
There's going to be the people that are going to defend the TSA no matter what, because they believe they're being protected and the TSA is great. And then there are going to be the fence sitters that are wondering what's the real story, who's telling the truth. And so the fence sitters are going to look at that, and they're going to the TSA defenders are going to point to the TSA lady that gave you the tissue and say, see, they're not treating her badly.
Sure, they're also going to say that, hey, look, she's got the tissue in her hand when she walks back by, so that proves that this video is congruent to that video.
Well, they're going to make that claim, but there's no evidence for
it,
obviously.
There's not, but I'm just saying, man.
But, you know, they're going to say that, look, these are officers are being friendly. They're not being mean to her in this first video, so what is she talking about? But, of course, you can't hear anything that's going on. And when did the nastiness really really set in? Was it initially? Were some of them being nasty right out the gate and you just can't tell because there's no audio?
Yeah, there's a lady that you can see at the very beginning. She's the one, you know, who originally takes me over there. She's got dark hair, kind of pulls back. She was the one who, she instantly had an attitude with me just because I had opted out. Like, she came up to me with an attitude. And that's, you know, what kind of triggered everything. And then as I became more, like, just defiant with her because she was being so rude, and I, you know, she has no reason to be rude to me at that point at all. So I was becoming more defiant, and then she became more angry, and she started bringing other people in, and because she was angry and she was the one telling them, you know, what was going on, they were coming in already angry at me. Mm-hmm. And so that's when everything started picking up. And then once, you know, the cops came, that's when I'm walked out, is when the cops first arrived. And it's, then, you know, there's all that chunk where I don't know. I really don't know where that is. And I want them to release that if they have it.
How long were you being held? Now, you said you were only in the handcuffs for a few minutes. How long do you estimate that you were being held in that area where we do not have footage, where the TSA did not release the footage?
You know, I really don't know. It was probably maybe 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
And then they take me over to the side and continue their terrorism lecture. And
so with that, I mean,
doing their report
with that, you add that in 5-10 minutes on top of the already 25 minutes they've got, plus the time you spent at the desk, because they didn't take you right out of the airport; they took you out of the security area.
And they never show like when I walk down that long hallway. They don't show all the people waiting for me at the end. They don't show me going to the counter. They don't show the people escorting me out. They don't show any of that.
That's right.
They just show these two chunks that, you know, nothing really happens in them.
Let's go.
And so obviously,
I'm sorry, Meg. Go ahead. Let me bring Todd in Michigan on here real quick. Todd, you're on with Meg. Todd in Michigan, you are on with Meg. Going once. Todd in Michigan, going twice. All right. Well, forget about that then. All right. So go ahead, Meg. What were you saying?
I'm just saying that, you know, to me, this seems suspicious that liars lie, and this is obviously a case of one more lie, because I know what I experienced, and while, you know, I may have been in my own world and kind of frazzled and maybe not seen everything that was going around me, and so, you know, my interpretation of the situation was different, there are definitely things that I just don't see occurring in these videos that I know occurred.
Meg, what about the arm grab? In the very beginning, you said that one of the TSA agents grabbed your arm and tried to lead you somewhere, and then the critics are saying, that didn't happen in the video. Where was that? When did that occur?
Well, you can see me come through the metal detector, and the lady came over, and she pulled my arm, and that's when I pulled back. And I just, you know, I said, I'll walk on my own and follow you. And so you can't see that because I'm behind the backscatter machine.
Yeah, that's what I thought at that time. I thought there's a pretty big machine. It's blocking what's going on. And there's at one point when you can see a TSA agent lean over into a radio and say something. I'm betting that's probably around when that occurred. Like, oh, we've got a defiant one here.
She doesn't like me grabbing her arm.
Yeah. I mean, the moment she went out to touch me, I was already recoiling. And then she started pulling my arm, and I was like, pulling away from her. So,
all right, well, I'm going to post this interview. I'm going to post this interview for Keen.
Just 1 second. Meg, another thing you need to realize and probably mention if they give you any trouble about your version of the story initially is that eyewitness accounts tend to be a little shifty and when they're shown in the light of, say, video and that kind of thing. People just don't remember what actually really happened. And this is a common human phenomenon. This doesn't make you a liar simply because your perspective on things wasn't precisely as the video shows. You gave it as you remembered it, and you know, the fact is that it's just common. It's extraordinarily common that people's stories do not match video entirely.
Meg, we're short on time. I know that you've been busy with all kinds of things today, lots of emails, scheduling interviews for tomorrow, but I know that there's a post coming from you to freekeen.com. Is that still in the works?
Yeah, it's in the works. We had to drive up to Tallahassee, so I got a, you know, Wi-Fi break in there, so gotta do that.
Stay tuned to freekeen.com to get the latest from Meg. She's got a, I think you guys shot a video today, right?
We didn't shoot a video, but I'm just going to write a blog.
All right, very good. Blog post coming from Meg over at freekeen.com, and thanks for coming on here tonight, Meg. I certainly appreciate
your time
tonight. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.